Hey friends, I want to thank you very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. So stocks are at all-time highs, the housing market is on fire, interest rates are at zero, and this government just printed another $5 trillion. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence hit a 10-year low, and inflation hit 6.8% officially, with many informed analysts saying it's much closer to 9%. So something's not adding up, is it? What can you do? You can play it safe. Putting some of your assets into precious metals will keep your money away from the volatility of markets and inflation and let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free 1/10 ounce solid gold American Eagle coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold and they'll run you through the options to keep your money safe. No pressure, no hassling, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? You can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com.
There's more and more information coming out on the extent to which this Western financial system is on borrowed time. So I think what we're looking at is a collapse of the Western regimes economically, collapse in terms of energy production, collapse in terms of moral position, social cohesion. They're collapsing because the narratives of the oligarchy, the financial elite, are not supported by the people.
Hey guys, that was the voice of my friend Harley Schlanger. If you want a PhD level analysis of some of the things going on geopolitically, including what's going on in Ukraine, then you've come to the right place. Thanks for tuning in, friends. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Crypto is a very fast way to build wealth. That's why Colin Plume, the CEO of Noble Gold, created MyDigitalMoney.com. It's the cryptocurrency platform that offers the best US-based phone support service. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you'll get a real-life human being to answer your call. Don't understand how crypto IRAs work? You need help on how to sell your cryptos? Are you worried about the controversy over a crypto you already invested in? Call MyDigitalMoney.com. And here's a special treat. If you're unsure whether crypto investing is for you, open a Play Money account with MyDigitalMoney.com and try trading without any risk. So go to MyDigitalMoney.com right now and start building your wealth. Hey friends, thank you so very, very much for tuning in. It's wonderful to have you back. It's Sean from SGT Report, sgtreport.com and sgtreport.tv, and of course, our sister site, thephaser.com, where you can stun them with truth. Why do we say that? Because you can't get truth anywhere except the alternative news media, the truth media, and it is why we are here, but we are all under attack. They're coming after everybody now. I have some sound bites to play in a second, but first, let me welcome my longtime friend and guest, Harley Schlanger, back to the show. How are you, Harley?
I'm fine, Sean. Good to be with you.
Good to have you. Let's start with a little glimmer of hope, okay? And then I'm going to play some startling sound bites. First, this one, the salty cracker over on BitChute featured this sound bite from Dr. Carrie Lake, who's running for governor in Arizona. And boy, did she get the crowd on her side when she had this to say.
And I am your governor. There will be no mandates and no lockdowns.
But wait, it gets better.
Actually, let me revise that just a little bit. I want to lock somebody down. And it's that liar, Dr. Fauci.
I want to pause it right there and point something out, Harley. Do you see something interesting about the crowd behind her?
Yeah, they're African Americans.
A lot of African Americans. Blacks for Trump. Huh, who would have thunk it?
Well, I think there are a lot of people who you wouldn't expect who are beginning to realize that we can't afford another 2 years even of the current administration. And unless the American people get involved, including all patriots, it doesn't matter what color or religion or the background, people have to rally, people have to mobilize. And I think that's starting to become obvious to more people than ever before.
Well, I tend to agree. And what's alarming about it is, A, there's a great awakening happening. That's good. But B, the Biden administration is weaponizing aspects of this government to come after the patriots. Okay, the DOD is literally weaponizing itself to come after people that they call domestic terrorists. And I guess that's anybody that would support Trump and the Constitution.
Or absolutely. I mean, anybody who's committed to the idea that the United States has to break from this control of this corporate cartel oligarchy is an enemy, not to the state or to the Constitution or the people, but to that corporate cartel oligarchy. And unfortunately, they're the ones who are running the government right now.
Well, that's right. And it's an illegitimate government that no longer represents the people. So it does beg the question, how much more of this do we put up with? Let me play this startling soundbite now, an emergency broadcast from Alex Jones. Guys, I won't play much of it, but if what he's saying here is true, it's extremely, extremely alarming because even the most powerful amongst the truth tellers are now being taken out. Listen to this.
In just the last 24 hours, Mike Lindell's MyPillow has had its banking and credit card systems taken away, and they even recorded the bank saying it was because of the FBI. Then, minutes ago, we got confirmation, it's now in the news, that One American News has been taken off DirecTV because of their questioning the election. The censorship that we've seen from big tech, to start with Alex Jones 3.5 years ago, is now expanding across the board. And like Jews in Nazi Germany, people are literally now being put in electronic and now physical ghettos.
I'll pause it there. Harley, you know that's what happened to Alex Jones, and he warned it was going to happen to everybody else, and it did. It happened to SGT Report. It happened to X22 Report. It happened to Red Pill 78. It happened to all of those YouTube channels, and now they're coming after the biggest people in the truth space, Mike Lindell and One American News.
You know, if you go back far enough, what you find out is that this has been a plan for quite a while. Look at the LaRouche case, just as an example. I mean, the point to the attack on Lyndon LaRouche is that he was brought in by Ronald Reagan to negotiate with the Soviets. And I'll come back to the importance of that in a minute. But that was why he was taken down and why they continued to slander him and attack him to the day he died, including in his obituaries. So what we're seeing now with censorship is we're seeing many, many people catching up with what LaRouche was saying in the 80s. Which is that we have a financial oligarchy, a bunch of corporate cartels that were the supporters of the Nazis before World War II, that were supporters of the communist regime in Russia in the 1920s, and that these people have taken over the Justice Department, they've taken over the State Department, much of the defense intelligence sector. And so we shouldn't be surprised that they're protecting themselves by censorship. We have to be more creative and more aggressive at getting out the truth, because the truth is that these people are doing this because they're completely desperate.
Well, as you were talking there, I'm scrolling through some news items. I definitely want to talk to you about Ukraine and the saber rattling coming from both Washington, D.C. and the Kremlin. But first, take a look at this one. Utah's largest newspaper calls for unvaxxed to endure draconian lockdowns enforced by the National Guard. So the push continues globally to segregate those who are not willing to take the experimental mRNA gene therapy from the sheep who are willing to take it and take part in this experiment where Pfizer, Moderna, and Janssen cannot be sued if you get harmed or die from the vaccine. Harley, what's the situation in your neck of the woods regarding the vaccine? I don't think it's getting any easier for you there either in Germany.
Well, the government, I mean, in Austria, they just announced a whole new round of lockdowns because the last round of lockdowns didn't stop the spread of the disease. So, you know, what they're doing is they're doubling down on policies that haven't been working. And, you know, we have in Germany, they're a little lighter touch. France may be extremely tough. They're actually sending police around to restaurants to check to see if people have had their booster shots. And if they don't, they take them out of the restaurant. So the overall situation is that the establishment has lost their control of the narrative. And they're still pushing the narrative. And if you challenge the narrative, you are an enemy and you're going to be targeted. And that's the reality of the situation.
Well, let's turn our attention to geopolitics and talk about Ukraine. For whatever reason, and I suspect it's because Biden is in the White House, okay, because if Trump was in the White House, I don't think we would hear this saber rattling. The mainstream media and the powers that ought not be, I think, want a war between Ukraine, which would be backed by NATO and therefore backed by the United States, a war between Ukraine and Russia. So here are some of the Mockingbird headlines. Here's what a Russian invasion of Ukraine would mean for markets. Putin aide says standoff over NATO and Ukraine is disturbing. And then this Zero Hedge headline, the CIA has been training Ukrainian paramilitaries to kill Russians. Your take on all of this, because it's very, very dangerous, Harley.
It's highly dangerous. And there is some interesting news of a shift going on, but let's just get to why this is happening. The situation between Russia and Ukraine has been tense since February 2014, when Biden, Undersecretary of State Victoria Nuland, Soros networks, NATO networks, and others pulled off a coup in Ukraine to put in power the Poroshenko regime, which then became the Zelensky regime. The purpose of doing that was to create provocations against Russia. Now, the situation had been somewhat stabilized in a strange way because the Russians didn't back down. Putin made sure that the Russian population in Crimea was protected. He made sure that the ethnic Russians in eastern Ukraine were protected from the crazies in Kiev. But what the crazies in Kiev, and by crazies, I mean people who were connected to the Nazi SS in World War II, the leading networks in the defense and security and intelligence agencies in Ukraine, traced their roots back to the Ukrainian SS units that joined the Hitler's SS in exterminating Jews, Russians, Poles, and others during World War II. They marched behind pictures of a man named Stefan Bandera, who was a Nazi war criminal. They have a swastika-type symbol as their symbol. They have called for ethnic cleansing in eastern Ukraine and Crimea. So Putin did something to help the people in those areas protect themselves. Now that, in the eyes of NATO, is Russian aggression. So every once in a while, you have a statement coming from Kiev about escalating the attack on eastern Ukraine, which is at this point an autonomous region that's run by ethnic Russians. So they talk about attacking that. So every once in a while, in response, the Russians have maneuvers on the Russian side of the border, and that's called aggressive. Now, meanwhile, NATO is having maneuvers all up and down the borders of Eastern Europe of Russia. And that's called acceptable to deter Russian aggression. So what you had with the Biden administration, and there's a slight distinction between Biden and the attack dogs who are out there running it, like Blinken, Victoria Nuland, a certified insane neocon, is still involved in this. And others are basically saying that if Russia doesn't de-escalate, the U.S. is prepared to do everything possible to support Ukraine. So Putin said, we're not going to de-escalate because we're not doing anything wrong. We're providing for security for Russia. In particular, what Putin is pointing to is the possibility that NATO will place nuclear weapons in Ukraine. And Putin, some of Putin's supporters are calling this a reverse Cuban Missile Crisis, quoting John Kennedy, who said in October 1962 that no nation can tolerate offensive nuclear weapons being placed by its adversaries on its border. And that's what the Russians are saying. So this came to a head on December 3rd when the lying Washington Post took an intelligence leak from the usual suspects of the intelligence community that they have a belief that Putin is about to invade Ukraine by the end of January. And so the US started making threats, the NATO started making threats, and Putin said, all right, let's talk about this because we're not going to put up with this anymore. And he refers back to the 1990 agreement between the United States and the then Soviet Union, that if the Soviets accepted the reunification of Germany peacefully, there would be not one forward inch of NATO marching eastward toward Russia. Well, since that time, there's been over 600 miles of eastward advance by NATO. And now, if you put some of these offensive weapons in eastern Ukraine, they're 4 minutes away from Moscow. So Putin said, we're not going to put up with this anymore. These are red lines. Ukraine cannot join NATO, and we cannot tolerate. We want written, legally binding agreements that are based on the oral agreements you gave us in 1990, 1994, and 2004. Now, the Biden administration is in a bind on this because they've already said, well, we're not going to accept red lines. So the negotiations are underway, and I can give you a little bit of a picture of that in a moment. But what's behind this? Why now, after 8 years of tension over Ukraine, why now is this confrontation escalating? There are two reasons. One, the Russia-China alliance, which is primarily economic, but it's increasingly military because the Western war hawks are threatening Russia and China. Why are they threatening Russia and China? Do they really think Russia is going to overrun Europe? Do they really think China is going to overrun Asia? No, it's what you were talking about earlier. They know that their governments in the West are collapsing. The economy in the West is collapsing. There's a financial crisis that they're trying to solve with the Great Reset and the Green New Deal. These policies are not popular in America. They're not popular in Germany, in France, in the United Kingdom, in Italy. But more importantly, while the American people couldn't stop them, the Russians and Chinese could by breaking out of the existing financial system. And so the biggest threat from Russia and China is they're moving towards some kind of new financial system based on gold, based on a basket of currencies that would not be controlled by the central banks. That's why the Biden administration has been taking this so-called tough position against Russia. Now, do they really want to risk a global nuclear war to defend a corrupt regime in Ukraine? And Putin, by standing firm, has really forced the issue. And so you had these three meetings last week where both sides restated their positions. But behind the scenes, there are some interesting things going on. And one of those is that when NATO met, one country after another admitted they would not be sending soldiers into Ukraine if Russia attacked. Now, what are they going to do if Russia attacks? They're going to kick Russia out of the SWIFT transaction system. So what will Russia do? This will just hasten the development of an alternative financial system, which will end up shattering the Western economies, which are so weak. So in a sense, the cards are in Putin's hands, Putin and Xi Jinping's hands. Biden has an extremely weak deck, especially when you put forward people like Tony Blinken as the tough guy to impose the policy. And additionally, now there's more and more information coming out on the extent to which this Western financial system is on borrowed time. So I think what we're looking at is a collapse of the Western regimes economically, collapse in terms of energy production, collapse in terms of moral position, social cohesion. They're collapsing, because the narratives of the oligarchy, the financial elite, are not supported by the people. And now that you have large countries, Russia, in fact, may be ahead of the United States in many key areas militarily. It's not that they want a war, but they've built up their military system because they were feeling threatened by the United States and NATO. The Chinese are advancing as well. Meanwhile, the U.S. economy is stumbling and collapsing. So I think this explains the situation. The idea of, again, of a war over Ukraine to teach Russia a lesson. The lesson would be taught to the West. There's no way NATO could defeat Russia militarily in Ukraine. That's why they're threatening all these economic sanctions. But Russia has been hit with economic sanctions for the last 10 years. They're surviving, they're advancing, and they're working on a new system. So ironically, patriots in the United States who are trying to fight this corrupt cabal, the cabal of Russiagate, the cabal that tried to bring down Trump in a regime change coup, people fighting that actually have very powerful allies, especially in the person of Vladimir Putin.
This is a perfect time for a break, friends, and a quick message from our sponsor. So stocks are at all-time highs. The housing market is on fire. Interest rates are at zero. And this government just printed another $5 trillion. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence hit a 10-year low, and inflation hit 6.8% officially, with many informed analysts saying it's much closer to 9%. So something's not adding up, is it? What can you do? You can play it safe. Putting some of your assets into precious metals will keep your money away from the volatility of markets and inflation and let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free 1/10 ounce solid gold American Eagle coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold, and they'll run you through the options to keep your money safe. No pressure, no hassling, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? You can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com. Well, Harley, given that the international bankers seem to always be a few chess moves ahead of the official story, meaning they use these things to bankrupt nations. It's like Soros front running the British pound and making $1 billion in a day. What is the end game here? Is it to exhaust the United States and to break the back of the United States, either financially or otherwise? Because I think that the international bankers control China. I think the international bankers control officialdom completely. Do they control Putin and Russia as well? And ultimately, is this entire chess game being played out this way to destroy the United States? Because God help us if we get into World War III with Russia.
Well, there will be no United States or Russia left if there's a nuclear World War III. But let's just backtrack on a couple of these points. First of all, you have to ask yourself, why is it that the establishment is so hostile towards China, at least in terms of what the policies coming out of Washington are? You know, we're sending troops or building up an Asian NATO, sending naval vessels, we're sending nuclear submarines to Australia. You know, we're trying to build up Taiwan. And none of it is having much of an effect on China. Now, you could say, well, they're doing that because China's the anointed successor. I don't really think that given the kind of racists that exist as the establishment elite, because they're the real racists. They're the ones who look down on the average American, whether they're black or white, as part of a mongrel race. That you can read this in the British press all the time. They're not about to turn over to China the control of the world, but they were willing to use China to destroy the United States with the trade agreements from the 1990s up through about 2014, 2015. What happened that changed is that Xi Jinping, instead of continuing to allow them to use China to build up their portfolios, to make money from cheap labor, the outsourcing of factories and so on, what Xi Jinping did is he took the US dollars and launched an incredible manufacturing revolution in China that was in areas of space, energy, transportation, infrastructure, steel production, raw material development. So they built up their economy. In the process, they started raising wages in the runaway American shops that were cutting into the profits of the American companies that had used the World Trade Organization to use China for cheap resources, cheap labor and resources. Now, at the same time, they tried to destroy Russia in the 1990s. Through Boris Yeltsin. And they were very successful. They took the raw material wealth of Russia and put it in the hands of KGB oligarchs who were controlled by London and Wall Street. But when Putin came in, within 5 years, Putin started a reversal of that. And you know the story. He arrested a number of the oligarchs. Some of them ended up dead. Some of them ended up turning to work with Putin. And so the looting of Russia was reversed. That's why Putin is such an enemy to the Wall Street, City of London elites. And I think for those people who buy into this line that the Davos crowd is trying to use China to set up a new world order, they don't want to give up the power to China. You know, they're meeting right now, and their topics, while their topics are ridiculous, behind the scenes, what are they discussing? They're discussing, are we, by we, I mean them, the World Economic Forum Davos crowd, are they about to lose their shirt? Because ultimately, and this is where you say they always plan ahead, their planning ahead was based on the Great Reset. They thought they could impose on every country, including Russia and China, this idea of a reset where the international credit would be in the hands of handfuls of bankers, hedge funds, insurance companies that would exist over and above any national government. This is what the whole movement of a global free trade policy is. You give the power to the corporate cartels backed up by the US and NATO military. Where they miscalculated is that they didn't think that Russia could recover from the damage done to it during the 1990s and the early part of this century. But Putin shocked them. That's why they're so hostile about Putin. They call him an autocrat, a dictator, a Hitler, a killer. And really the same thing, why do you think they're raising hell about Xinjiang province? Do you really think these elite would care if the Chinese were jailing and killing Muslim terrorists in Xinjiang province? It's actually the opposite. The Chinese are crushing the Islamic fundamentalists that were being recruited in Xinjiang province and sent to Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria for training. Now, an interesting thing happened this last week that develops this point that I'm making. As these meetings were taking place, the decision was made to destabilize Kazakhstan with a color revolution. Now, Kazakhstan is a big country, but a small population, but very rich in resources, oil and gas, strategic metals, all kinds of raw materials. And the Chinese were working with Kazakhstan for the Belt and Road Initiative, and Russia was defending Kazakhstan. So the spot market price on liquid petroleum doubled. And as a result, the cost went way up in Kazakhstan, and that led to popular uprising. Immediately what happened is armed gangs went into the streets of the major cities, seized government buildings. They were beheading policemen, took over the airport. This was not about gas prices going up. This was an attempted coup. And what happened is the president of Kazakhstan called on Putin and the Collective Security Treaty Organization, which includes some of the other nations in that area. And they sent in about 3,000 troops. And they rounded up what they called the bandits and the terrorists and jailed them and killed them. And they shut down a color revolution. In other words, they learned the lesson from Ukraine. So this has this establishment totally panicked. They can't outflank Putin right now. So one of the things they're trying to do is they're saying, maybe we can make some arrangements with Russia. Instead of pressuring them, work with them to try and split them from China. And I think that shows the desperation and the stupidity. That's what Kissinger tried in the 70s, and to some extent was successful. It's not going to work this time. So what I'm basically saying, Sean, and I think this is probably shocking to a lot of your listeners, we actually have allies, those of us who are patriots in the West, have allies in a place you'd least expect, in particular, in Moscow and the Kremlin, because they have a disgust and disdain for these networks that are not just based on the last 20 years. They go back to World War II and before. Putin has written extensively about knowing that the Nazis came out of funding from the Bush family, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Bank of England, that the Nazis were deployed against the Soviet Union with the idea that both Germany and the Soviet Union would destroy each other. because the long-term British plan is you can never have an integrated alliance of Eurasia and Western Europe. But that's what's starting to happen. And so Putin is clear on this. The Russians will not sit back and allow another slaughter of 27 million Russians by this Anglo-American oligarchy. And so if people want to pursue this some, I've written several articles on this recently. We've got a lot of this on our website. People like Ray McGovern, a former CIA analyst, just gave a really brilliant presentation Saturday night on this. I'd be happy to send that to anyone who's interested, because we're seeing an epochal shift in global strategic balance. And the people who are running the Biden administration are on the short end of the stick on this. Now, that doesn't mean they might not launch war, or as one of those clips you showed shows, they're training, they have private CIA agents training Ukrainians to shoot and kill Russians in the Donbas in eastern Ukraine to provoke a Russian invasion so they can then move into the next phase. But it won't work. And so I think rather than being fearful about this situation, we've just got to keep organizing in the United States so we make it clear to people that what we have to do to win this war is take power out of the hands of the central bankers, out of the Wall Street and City of London bankers, and find allies wherever we can to do that.
Excellent analysis, PhD level analysis there, Harley. Thank you so much. A lot of that is above my pay grade, but I really do appreciate the macro look at the geopolitics here. And I guess I would have one question based on what you were just saying there. As it relates to Kazakhstan, am I saying that right? Kazakhstan?
Yeah.
That you're calling it a color revolution. So let's be clear about what happened there, because when that was unfolding in real time, there were pundits and people that I post information from at my site, thephaser.com and SGT Report, people like Tim Truth, he's got a channel on BitChute, and others that had the thesis that maybe we were seeing a real revolution there, not based on spiking natural gas prices, but maybe it's people actually fed up with mask mandates or people fed up with vaccine mandates and the tyranny they're seeing. I think that was some hopeful thinking. And what you're saying is that it was another Soros-style color revolution, a contrived event. Is that right?
Yeah, they have the paycheck showing the non-governmental organizations, the National Endowment for Democracy. The same people who funded the Ukraine coup were involved in Kazakhstan. Look, there was an uprising. It was not just against natural gas, but it was against the corruption in the country. But the corruption in the country was tied to the Nazarbayev regime, the previous leader, who is out of power. Now, he turned it over to this new guy, but this new guy turned on Nazarbayev and said, you and the oligarchs have to start giving back the money that you stole. And so they turned the situation around very quickly. So I think this is a classic example of the Soros crowd using their media sources to try to win support for a color revolution. The situation there is pretty clear. I mean, Putin went to or did a virtual meeting with the SESTO group, the security organization. And what they talked about is that some of the people they captured had been trained as jihadists in Afghanistan, Syria, and Iraq, and were brought in. That the people who were cutting off heads of policemen were not people angry about mask mandates or gas prices, but literal jihadists who were brought in to carry out a coup. Now, if I may just take another minute to develop one other point, it may be too much for this one broadcast, but there's been some fascinating reporting coming from Wall Street on Parade. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yes, we post their information at SGT Report on a daily basis or whenever they post a new article.
Yeah, well, they caught the New York Fed in the biggest corrupt scandal of the recent period. Namely, when the New York Fed started putting out $20, $60, $100, $300 billion overnight in the repo markets, in the fourth quarter of 2019, it was a total of $4.5 trillion. Now, what triggered that? Well, they put out just yesterday that it was triggered by a $2.7 billion credit default swap blowup. And this was related to the Thomas Cook Travel Agency. But more importantly, it's the whole derivative system that you and I have talked about for the last years. The whole derivative system is going under. As of March 2016, now this is an old figure, but there were $192 trillion in notional derivatives held in the banking system and financial firms. Four banks held 91% of that. Those four banks are JP Morgan Chase, Citibank, Goldman Sachs USA, and the Bank of America. Three of those banks, the first three, JP Morgan Chase, Citibank, and Goldman Sachs, are the largest shareholders in the New York Fed. So the New York Fed was creating trillions of dollars to bail out those banks. Well, at the same point, they were restricting credit to energy research, to physical production, to infrastructure. And so this is the cabal that wants to have a war with Russia to take your mind off the theft, and not just theft, but the murderous policies that are being imposed through the governments of the Western world. So that's the real scandal. And that's why if people get clear on this, get to the top, get up to the higher levels of who's running things and what they're trying to do, and then realize that it's their vulnerability to a possibility of a new financial system. That's where we have that's the flank. We can hit them on a flank that they're trying to cover up. And I really think that your listeners will find this not above their pay grade if they do a little bit of work, because it really coheres with everything people already know, which is a gang of corrupt cutthroats have controlled the government for the last, at least since the Kennedy assassination. And for most of the history, there's been a fight in the United States against them. But they're weak, they're vulnerable, they can be defeated.
I believe you're right. I think they can be defeated. We're seeing cracks all over the place in the narratives that these people peddle on a daily basis. Biden's approval rating is, and I think it's a massaged approval rating of 33%. Those are the official numbers, so you know that the polling data is all fixed. So I'd imagine his approval rating is probably less than 23%. Harris, even worse. And the good news is, their Build Back Better Klaus Schwab plans to destroy this nation are being met with resistance from within their own party, from people like Manchin and Sinema. And meanwhile, this border rancher is seeing 2,400% increase in illegal aliens on his property, and the Biden administration and Kamala Harris are nowhere to be found. Okay, they call that border security. Border insecurity is literally border security to these people. So I think you're right. I think they're incredibly weak. Look no further than that Trump rally, where thousands of people the other night were turned away because the police said there was no more room. There was no more room for people that care about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and border security. So I think you're right. I think, Harley, we can win this thing if we can get an honest election this coming November. But as is perhaps evidenced by the fact that OWN was just kicked off of DirecTV, and Mike Lindell, who's doing his level best to make sure we get a fair and honest election, they had just seized his bank accounts, evidently, for MyPillow. It's going to be a battle between now and November.
Well, Sean, you know, you and I have been talking for years, and we've been talking about some of these same points, these questions of financial corruption, the criminal cabal, the Bush networks, the connection to the City of London and Wall Street. And I think the most important thing is that instead of getting swept up in the day-to-day frenzy, our forces really have to think strategically. What makes Putin such a threat to the Anglo-American establishment is that he studied their methods. The Russians have very sophisticated historical research, and I've gotten to know some people involved in this. They are steps ahead of even the so-called powerful thinkers at the CFR and the Chatham House in London. And so the people who we always think are a step ahead are actually two or three steps behind. But what I would like to offer your listeners who are intrigued by what we're talking about, go to my blog page every day. I do a 10-minute daily update where I dissect these kinds of questions and point to where we can find the answers. And anyone who's interested in that, send me an email to my personal email address, and I'll send you a link to the blog page so you can download for free the material we're putting out. I just wrote an article about some of the inside talk about what really happened in these Russia-US meetings, where the US representatives, who aren't really representing us, but people like Wendy Sherman, Blinken, and the others, were caught off guard by the fact that the Russians had a commitment to not compromise with the idea that when Russian national security is at stake, they're going to stand firm. It doesn't mean they're going to invade Ukraine, but it means they're not going to step down when Tony Blinken says, well, we might put nuclear missiles in Ukraine, and the Russians say, well, they'll be taken out in hours. So it's a fascinating picture. People who want to know more about it can write to me at harleysch@gmail.com. And as always, I'll communicate with everyone who writes. So it's harleysch@gmail.com.
Excellent. Harley, I want to leave people with just two more news items that show that we can win, that literally we've got the law on our side. We have truth on our side. I want people to have optimism, and I want people to know we can beat these people. How about this news item? Soros-backed Baltimore State's attorney indicted on federal perjury charges. And this one, Virginia's new AG fires Civil Rights Division and will start prosecuting the cases that have been dropped by these social justice DAs. So they've tried to destroy us from within. That's the plan. It's a communist, Marxist, Biden administration, Soros plan, and we can defeat these people. All we have to do is stay in the fight. Harley, I want to thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate you. Stay safe.
Okay, Sean. Good talking with you again.
You too, sir. And friends, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. And I will remind you that for real news, every single day, you can visit us for free at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies. Oh, and one more thing. For a limited time right now, you can save $50 off every four-week emergency food kit you purchase from preparewithsgtreport.com. That's the highest quality storable foods you can get from our friends over at My Patriot Supply. Again, save $50 off every four-week emergency food kit you buy. They want us broke and they want us hungry. So get your storable foods with free shipping and handling included right now. That's preparewithsgtreport.com. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
They said they lost his heartbeat about five times in the ambulance going there and there, and they couldn't get him back. I talked to one of the nurses at CentraCare in Monty, and I told her that it was from the vaccine. They asked if he had done anything, and he was very healthy before he took the shot. I told her that he had just gotten his second shot, and you know, she had like this expression of just anger and guilt, and she had told me it doesn't look good. And then we'd arrive to the U to hear that his heart had completely stopped.